In 2012, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs created a new program to provide comprehensive health care benefits to LGBT veterans. But as Jacqueline Froelich reports, certain transgender veterans claim they've been excluded. A warning to listeners with children, this report is graphic in nature.
Major Evan Young, a retired U.S. Army officer, joined the military in 1989.
For the most part, I was serving under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I was a lesbian at that time.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the policy which barred gays in the military from revealing their identity, was lifted in 2012. This summer, transgender Americans were openly allowed to serve their country as well, including Evan Young. The Pope County resident, who was born female, has completed his physical transition to male. He says his VA, the Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System, has been really helpful until his surgically implanted penis broke.
I have a rod that is essentially poking me everywhere and could be causing infection.
The VA does not provide gender confirmation surgery, but is required to provide pre- and post-op care. Young says this is a post-op complication, but a key decision maker at his VA disagreed. We contacted the VA in Little Rock for comment. No word back initially, but within several days, Evan Young says he got a call.
The national office has reconsidered my case and have now approved me for surgery to repair or replace the prosthetic that I do have that's broken.
Both the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks in Fayetteville and Little Rock's VA system have received high marks on the Human Rights Campaign Healthcare Equality Index. But Matt Boone, acting chief of ambulatory mental health at the Central Arkansas VA, says it takes time to build staff tolerance.
We consider ourselves a culturally competent healthcare provider. That being said, there's going to be some understandable variation amongst all the thousands of staff we have here in their understanding of what the best evidence-based care is, about their understanding about how to provide respectful care to people with whom they've probably not provided care before, at least in their knowledge.
Had his situation not been resolved, Evan Young says he was prepared to sue the Little Rock VA. And as president of the Transgender American Veterans Association, he and his group are on the front line, along with two other transgender vets, petitioning the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to repeal a rule that excludes sex reassignment surgery for transgender veterans.
Gender confirming surgery is, by the American medical standards, medically necessary.
To treat gender dysphoria, a chronic discomfort with one's own assigned sex. Evan Young is among an estimated 134,000 transgender veterans nationwide, along with 1.4 million lesbian, gay, and bisexual veterans who rely on their local VA hospitals for comprehensive health care. But retired Sergeant First Class Denny Meyer, Public Affairs Officer for American Veterans for Equality, says many remain in the closet.
LGBT veterans, particularly older ones, are really afraid of being discriminated against, so they may not say who they are.
Denny Meyer serves as an advisor to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs LGBT healthcare program launched 4 years ago. The initiative urges veterans to come out to their provider to secure appropriate comprehensive medical care. And now that the U.S. Department of Defense allows transgender men and women to openly serve in the U.S. military, transgender veterans like Evan Young are fighting the VA for equal access to health care. For Arkansas Public Media, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.